Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. You know, about 3 years ago today, I made an episode from Karvia, Poland, and one of my favorite seaside destinations where I discuss some of the differences in the beach experience between Poland and the US. Well, today I'm with my family in a beautiful seaside spot called Krynica Morska. I think it's now my favorite. Just to the east on a long sort of peninsula known as a spit. And honestly, before moving to Poland, I had never heard of anything called a spit before. Spit only had one meaning. But this peninsula, this Vistula Spit, separates the Baltic Sea and the Vistula Lagoon. Today there are three things I'd like to share with you from the area that I think are worth mentioning and just might be fascinating to you. Let's start off today, first of all, with the bike trail. The bike trail right here is called the R10. It extends 588 kilometers from Świnoujście near the German border all the way over to Gronowo near the Russian border. And take a look at this trail. One of the finest sections of the entire length is right here where I am in Krynica Morska. It is so nicely paved and it's equally nice for pedestrians. But what I really love best is that it's up high away from beachgoers. The bike trail cuts through forests for kilometers on end, providing beautiful views looking down over the beach just through the trees. Well, I've got my electric bike here, and if you will, take a 30-second ride with me along the trail and see the beauty for yourself. Here we go. The second thing I'd like to show you is what genuinely thrills me about being here, and that is the unique atmosphere all around this little town. I love seeing happy families with children all around me. We've got three of our own here. I enjoy walking by the various stalls, shops, restaurants, cafes. You just dot the main street and there's just people and fun everywhere. Once again, the easiest way to convince you of what it looks like is to take you along for a little walk, so let's go. Well, the third and final point I'd like to share with you today has to do with the Polish-Russian beach border. You heard that right, the Polish-Russian beach border. This is it right here behind me. This long spit is divided right in the middle, basically, and it leads to Kaliningrad, Russia. You've never heard of Kaliningrad, I didn't either before I moved here. It's a small piece of Russia which lies just kind of northeast of Poland. It actually borders Poland. Now, I'm not in Krynica Morska anymore. I've had to drive 12 to 15 kilometers down the bike path to get here to show you this place, and I'm surprised by a few things. First of all, on the Russian side, there's nothing. It's totally empty. On the Polish side, you've got people everywhere, kind of vacationing and laying out on the beach. And as you can see with the bikes here against the fence, this is kind of a tourist attraction, as it was for me. So a lot of people here. It took me a while to get here. But this is it. This is the border of Poland and Russia, and European Union and Russia as well. There's no border control anywhere. It's completely empty. There's a sign showing that there's a serious fine for crossing illegally, up to 3 years in prison if you're convicted. So we're not gonna try that today, but this is the first time in my life I've actually seen Russia. That's Russia right there. Just wanted to share that with you.
Well, before I leave you today, I left out the most important part. The beaches in Krynica-Morska are beautiful. Take another 30-second walk with me along the beach and see how beaching is done. Today is June the 5th, 2021. Let's take a tour of Krynica-Morska at the beach. Thank you for watching. See you in the next episode.